Have a chat to Dean Holland now. He's already got an Adelaide Cup on his mantelpiece. Gee, he'd love to have a ride in the Melbourne Cup on Surprise Baby, and they can win a ticket in tomorrow. How are you, Dean?
Good, thanks. How are you? All
very
good?
Well, mate. Very well. Yep. Gee, it looks a good race for him, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. He's, I believe he's the best horse in the race, and obviously he's drawn a bit wide, but never know, it could be a little blessing. Probably running like the best horse, you know?
Well, I had another look at his last start replay this morning, and it was even better when you go back and have a look at it, because you were so close to being brought down by that broken the horse that broke down. What was going through your mind on the point of the turn when all that interference was occurring?
Yeah, it was a bit tight before that even, and then when that horse unfortunately broke down in front of me, I just had to hold him together and try and sort of get past it, but I just nipped my hind quarters, but it's enough to stop any horse in their tracks, and for him to pick up like he did just shows the ability he's got.
He's got a 6.5 kilo turnaround on Steel Prince from that run, and you would imagine there's a fair bit of improvement to come out of it.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, in staying races like that, weights are a big thing, and it's a big difference. 6 kilos, you know, in lengths, it's probably, I don't know how it adds up, but it'd have to be close to 4 or 5 lengths, I'd say. And obviously, Steel Prince is an on-pacer, and I'll probably be midfieldish, but rhythm and all the rest of it, and I think I'm going in very confident anyway.
Not many horses can win Adelaide Cup at their 6th start. He seems untapped. How good do you think he could be? And do you think he can measure up to the better stayers, both Australian and internationals, in a spring?
Yeah, definitely. He's still a young horse. And even when he won the Adelaide Cup, he sort of he said it was good. And when I produced him, he wobbled around a bit. And once he got to his top gear, he really accelerated and went through the line. And not many horses can do that. At the end of a staying race, let alone only their 6th start in a race. So I think he's still got a lot of improvement and a lot of potential. And, yeah, he's the sort of horse that I can see being very, very competitive in the Melbourne Cup.
So from the wide barrier, ideally, where would you like to be during the run?
Look, I think there's a lot of runners, and there's always going to be horses stuck three wide and stuff like that. I just want to find a bump, whether I'm midfield or a little bit closer, just have to see how he jumps. But yeah, I just want to get him into a nice rhythm, get him to switch off and present him at the right time and just ride him like the best horse.
Who do you think's your main danger?
Obviously, horse that beat him last start, a good horse and won plenty on end, but to be honest, I think he's the main danger in the race. So yeah, I'm not worried about too many other horses. I just got to worry about riding him and giving him every chance.
Got a nice book of rides. You've got a few others. And the stablemate, Stealthy Lucas, in race number 6, I thought might have been a nice chance as well. Drops a lot in weight, up in distance, which looks to suit. What chance do you give Stealthy Lucas?
Yeah, I give him a really good chance. He's up to his right trip now and really starting to sort of... his maturity levels is all starting to come together now. He's drawn a little bit wide as well, but he's probably a similar sort of horse in a way. He's probably a better horse on the outside anyway, so... I'll just ride him how he lands, and yeah, same sort of thing, just trying to present him at the right time.
Well, it could be a huge day, mate. Best of luck tomorrow in the favourite in the Andrew Ramsden. Hopefully you can nail down that Melbourne Cup start. Have you got a winner today? Gee, you got a big book at Geelong.
Yeah, I got a fair few rides today. Probably a couple of each-way chances at best, but I like to keep my fitness levels up, so 7 rides today, but... yeah, I'll have a good rest tonight. Go and get a massage and just relax for a big day tomorrow.
All right. We'll back you each way today, and we'll throw it all on Surprise Baby, the win tomorrow. Good luck, Dino.
All right. Thanks for the call, guys.